Browns Insider is driven by Liberty Ford.
Welcome back to Browns Insider, driven by Liberty Ford. Let's send it over to the voice of the Browns, Jim Donovan, who is standing by in the red zone, presented by Dunkin' Donuts. Jim.
Thanks very much, Jameer. In the red zone today, joined by Browns tight end Jordan Cameron, starting his second year with the Browns. And I know, like everybody on the Browns right now, would love to break into that win column real soon.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. You know, we prepare for it, so we're ready for it.
How's your second year going? How do you feel you're playing? How do you feel you're adjusting to life in the NFL and with the Browns specifically?
I think it's going well so far. I got some more opportunities this year, and so I'm trying to take advantage of that. And, yeah, I think I'm learning. Got a good guys to learn behind with Ben Watson and Alex Smith being here, so they're good guys to take notes off of and just kind of learn from them.
Now, I thought as we sat down today, I had a pretty snappy pair of shoes on coming into the interview today, but you've beaten me. You are wearing the pink shoes, and of course, pink because October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month in the NFL and all throughout the NFL. So you're going to see that color dominate. You're going to see orange, brown, white, and pink when it comes to the Browns, and that's a good cause. So you're going to wear these shoes on Sunday?
Yeah, you'll see the shoes, the gloves, the towels. You'll get some wristbands and tape, so you'll see it all.
Well done. Well done by a lot of players and well done by the NFL. And the Browns will be celebrating this themselves when we get back home coming up next week when you take on Cincinnati. Okay, tell me about the tight end position for you. What has been the biggest thing that you have had to learn how to do coming out of college and into the NFL and be a productive tight end here?
Just get the details down. You know, a lot of technique at the tight end position and getting your feet right and where to put your hands and where to put your helmet. There's a lot of little things that really add up, and I didn't really know any of that going into the NFL. And these past 2 years have been crucial for me to get with Coach Hagan, and like I said, the other tight ends, they've been helping me a lot. Yeah, just trying to get the details, and that's the main part for me to focus on.
All right, tell me the importance ratio, catching the ball and being a blocking tight end.
It all depends on the play. If you got a run play, obviously blocking takes more important there. And you got just catching the ball is what we do. You know, it's just innate. You got to go up there, catch the ball. We've been doing it since we were little kids. So the blocking is harder to get the details down. Like I said, you got to block guys that are 290 pounds, and you got to get leverage on them, and really got to work on the technique at that. But yeah, so I think that depends on the play. They're both pretty important.
Tight ends can be such a matchup problem for an opposing team's defense. So take me through a play, for instance, where you're in tight or you're on a wing. Who is the first person, and you're going to go out on a route, who is the first person you come in contact with defensively that you have to shed and get away from?
Well, if you're in a spread formation, I'm flexed out, say, in the slot, depending on the safety or linebacker on me, you got to read the defense first, see the secondary. And we want to get linebackers matched up on us. That's where the mismatches are created. And so we got a route against them. We kind of know we have to win, and it's man-to-man. They'll motion us to see, to read the coverage. We'll find out if it's man or zone. And then after that, you got to make a play and run the right route and get open.
Jordan, so far this season, every game's been very competitive, and some of the losses have been heartbreaking. Certainly the opening game against Philadelphia, where you lose by a point, and you have a great battle down in Cincinnati, and the Buffalo game was a three-point game, into the fourth quarter, and certainly the Thursday night game against Baltimore was very competitive, too. What do you think is missing to win?
We just need to make plays down the stretch. We're real close, like you've been saying. Each game, we're into the game. We got to find ways to make plays at the end when it counts and just kind of add up, like Coach Childress always says, make the routine plays routinely. And if we do that, we'll take care of it at the end of the game.
So what is it like now in the NFL? There is no letdown. I mean, you played a great Ravens team on that Thursday night. Now you get the Super Bowl champions on this Sunday. I mean, you look around, there are no easy games, are there?
Definitely not. You know, it's just the NFL. Every team is great. And our schedule is tough and our division is tough. So obviously we got good matches every week. So yeah, it's 1 week at a time. You can't look ahead. You don't want to get caught up in seeing what we got week 10, week 11. You just got 1 week at a time and try to take advantage of that.
People have been talking about Brandon Weeden getting in rhythm with his receivers. And you being one of them as a tight end, how do you feel you're working with him?
I think so far so good. We got some chemistry and we work together in practice to get that down. And I think we're gelling pretty well.